time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Greetings, and with over 4 years and going strong, over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, this is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I am Greg Swanson, your host. Welcome. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, I changed the beginning of the intro a little bit because I was doing some research and was very, very excited to find out that people from over 9 countries, 5 continents, over 200,000 downloads have happened with the podcast. I wanted to thank each and every one of the listeners who support me weekly, monthly, however often you listen to the podcast. I want to thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your support, and I hope that I am providing value to your lives. Well, again, and hope you all are doing well today. This is February. We're 1 month down, 11 months to go. And I hope you have your goals out there. And I know I keep mentioning that every time, but it's important to have the goals because the goals allow you to focus. The goals allow you to give you determination to prepare a discipline around that. One of the things that as we start going for goals or going for our objectives or trying to create a life of fun and pleasure and happiness, some of the things and there may be some things holding us back, and one of those is ill feelings towards other people, or if we feel that somebody has done us wrong. And so what we want to talk about today is the process, not the process, but why forgiveness is so important. There's a quote by Catherine Ponder I'm going to start off with, and she says, "When you hold resentment towards another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free." And what I'd like to just start off with is that when we start talking about forgiveness, we also want to talk about forgiving ourselves. I think there's enough information out there about forgiving others, whether it's the wonderful process from Huna called Ho'oponopono, which is a wonderful, wonderful daily practice to release these Akka cords, these cords that are stronger than steel, to the people in our lives that we are holding some sort of resentment for. And forgiveness is just simply the act of releasing the feelings of resentment, anger, bitterness, or hatred towards someone else that you may believe have done you wrong. It's not accepting the behavior. It's not saying it's okay that you've done this. It's just releasing it. It's cutting that tie. And so often when we try to accomplish great things in life, it's this emotional anchor of anger, we'll just say, and bitterness that are holding us stuck in our place. If you think about having, you know, an anchor around your waist and it's attached to the ground and you want to start moving forward, well, you'll move as far forward as that chain allows you. But if that anchor is back there, eventually you're just going to get so far. And that emotion of anger and bitterness and hatred is going to block you from moving forward. So what forgiveness does, it allows you to sever that chain that's holding that anchor. The anchor is the event. And so the event is still there, but you're not attached to it. And so when you're not attached to it, you can move forward. And this is on my Warrior's Quest weekend. which is a three-day intensive followed by a year of coaching. One of the first things we do is start releasing anger, sadness, fear, and guilt, and then also move into the process of forgiveness. This is because before we can start to create a future, we need to release these emotions, these disempowering emotions. Because what happens is when we start to develop a goal or develop a compelling future without forgiving, without releasing these emotions, we look to the future through these emotions, and it limits our visibility. It prevents us from seeing what we're truly possible, what truly is possible for us, because we have these unhealthy emotions still within us. And so during this warrior's quest, the first day basically is spent on releasing anger, sadness, fear, and guilt, and then going through the process of forgiveness, so that we can clear the slate and start to create a very compelling future. And then after the 3 days, there's a year of coaching that goes in afterwards to make sure that that future manifests. But for your particular case, I've written some blog posts. There's a lot of great articles. There's some wonderful articles out there about Ho'oponopono and the process of forgiveness. But what I'd like to also emphasize is forgiving yourself. I think it's easier sometimes to forgive others, that is, to cut that chain from someone else. One is most likely that person may not be in our life anymore. Not that they're deceased, but they may not be part of our life. And so we don't see them every day, and the trigger of that event might not come up as often as when we look at ourselves. So the process of forgiving others often is a lot easier or simpler. Maybe the forgiveness process isn't easy in general, but it's simpler to forgive others. But when it comes to us, how long do we carry these burdens with us of things that we may think we have done to other people, to ourselves? You know, we've made promises to others we didn't keep. Even if we're on a diet, we go eat a piece of cheesecake and nobody knows, but we know. And so we feel guilty about it. And so how often have we taken time to sit and forgive ourselves? Because if we don't forgive ourselves, what happens is normally there's a process where we try to go after something. We don't get it, or we stumble along the way, and then we beat ourselves up for it. And the process of beating ourselves up for it without forgiveness, then the mind goes into a protective mode because it doesn't like to be beat up. It doesn't like to be yelled at, if you will, by anybody, including yourself. So imagine the words that you're saying to yourself are being said by a person standing in front of you. Well, you would just take it for so long before you would leave that person's presence. Well, you can't do that with yourself. So what the mind does, it starts to protect you from you, and it diminishes the motivation to go towards that goal, whether it's weight, finances, because it says, hey, every time you go after this, you stumble, and then you beat yourself up, and I can't allow that anymore, so why not just forget about the goal? And then we forget about the goal, this way we don't beat ourselves up. So the process of forgiving ourselves will help reignite that passion for that goal in the first place. So we need to look at, we're human, this is a human experience, and we all falter, but then to forgive ourselves and look for a different way of approaching that goal, whether again it's looking for a relationship or finance or a specific weight that we want to weigh. Whatever it is, when we stumble, it's okay. It's okay. Just take inventory of what happened. Understand that what you did at that point didn't work, like eating a piece of cheesecake or going to the grocery store when you were hungry or going out to look for somebody when you were lonely. You know, understand those dynamics. Forgive yourself and say, this is how I'm going to do it the next time. So forgiveness plays, you know, we could go on to this for a whole day. There are whole day seminars from people more efficient at this than I am. But the process of forgiveness, really need to start looking at it. And one of the things that I would recommend doing is making a list of probably the top five people that you still hold some sort of bitterness or ill thoughts to. If you're divorced, it may be that ex. It could even be your children that you are resentful for because they don't appreciate or you feel they don't appreciate you. Again, this is all projection, is perception. But make a list. But then also make a list of the things that you have not forgiven yourself about. And that might be even more important because when you can forgive yourself, it's easy to forgive others. And again, the process of forgiveness is not saying, I accept this behavior. It's releasing the emotional tie to it. So look at the things that you perhaps criticize yourself over. One, start shifting that internal dialogue to going, you know, it's just human. I'm just human. I will move past it. And then look at how you can forgive yourself. And you may want to visualize seeing yourself hugging yourself and saying, it's okay, let's move on together. Use mental imagery to help with this. This is what's so powerful about Ho'oponopono, is that it uses a mental imagery of actually cutting these aka cords you have to other people. You can use that same principle and cutting the aka cord to that past self that has done that wrong. So that's the assignment, because I think when you find that you're able to really start the practice of forgiveness, because it's just not it's not an event, it's a process. Because every single day we can forgive somebody for something. Every single day we can forgive ourselves. And as we learn to forgive, we'll learn to move more into happiness. And when we're in the vibration of happiness, things are attracted to us. The right people come into our life. The right circumstances come into our life. We have good feelings. We move through life a lot lighter. Now, my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, doesn't go into this specifically. However, when I do coach clients, we do get into some very specifics on forgiveness and helping my clients move forward. And as I mentioned earlier, also the 3-day Warrior's Quest with the 1-year coaching really takes this forgiveness to a whole nother level. So if you liked what you heard, please provide me some feedback. You can do so at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.